Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to this English episode. I will try to explain, even though my thoughts are always in German, and when I try to translate, it's not always good, but I will try. So I want to explain what I see with allergic cats and dogs, and more often I see it in cats and dogs nobody would think of an allergy, and especially with the allergies, especially the food. I see a lot in the world that dermatologists, they don't spend so much time with the food allergy diagnosis as we do. This is Craig Griffin in San Diego. He is my dermatology father, I would say. I had the big honor to see him live in Germany to his birthday. He decided to spend his, I think it was his 70th birthday. I hope I'm not offending him. It's some years ago he decided to come to our German dermatology meeting from all German dermatologists. And he flew in to give us a special lecture about ear symptoms, and his thinking was so door-opening for me. I had the feeling that I met my father because it was the same sort of thinking, looking behind the things and wanting to know the origin and and not to see just the symptoms. We want to know what is the origin, where does it come from, and healing the symptoms is not satisfying for me, even though I think there's a place for everyone's work, and maybe there's a lot of owners which are satisfied with it. But for me, I think it's it has a big risk to enter in a frustration, because with an allergy, the symptoms get worse and worse and more often and more often. So so this was a birthday for me to see what I see in the patients, that not everybody in the world is seeing it. A lot of dermatologists work different than Craig Griffin and me, I would say. The patients I have every day, they showed me before I met him, and they show me every day that this is truer than every book and every study. And he says, Craig Griffin says himself, he could make a study every single day because he has a big clinic with, I think, 3,000 patients, he said, a day. But he's not spending so much time with writing studies, but telling about this, what he sees and how this changes also. And it's a lot faster than any study at any book. Also, the dermatologist worldwide said on the worldwide meeting in Sydney, it wasn't live, so I had the opportunity to join it online. And not many of them, I would say nobody of them, sees so much emphasis on the food allergy. worldwide, they see it more with the environmental allergy, and we food allergy experts, we don't have any patients left, because when we diagnose a food allergy properly, we see the environmentally allergy. If even if it's there and it's really seasonal, there's always a food allergy below, and we don't have to deal with the environmental allergy alone. And if we solve the food allergy, there's nothing left of the symptoms, barely left. So we don't spend any time with desensibilization and stuff like that. And in this worldwide congress online, I heard nobody talking like Craig Griffin. So we are very seldom, very rare worldwide. And me, as his daughter, I want to talk this, knowing this, seeing what I see every day, what he also sees too. And he was the first one. I didn't feel alone what I see, and I want to spread it to the owners directly with this podcast and with the possibilities online, and not over this way, over books and studies, because the allergies, they are so fast, changing so fast. And this is what the experts, the dermatology experts all over the world say too, that the allergies are exploding over the years. So it's really, really getting faster than any book and any study. And we have the studies through our owners every day, because as a dermatologist, you really know well which owner is really looking after his pet and telling me exactly how the digestion is and how the symptoms are. And we can say if someone is really, doing the study properly for us, and we can do our studies through the owners directly, and we can help them through the diagnosis. Because in food allergy, the diagnosis is also the treatment. It's the same, because you have no blood work, no testing in the skin, nothing that can diagnose a food allergy, but feeding hypoallergenic food. This is the only way, and we need the owner. Nobody can do this but the owner, every day changing the food with our help and telling us the symptoms. And this is the only way to diagnose a food allergy, and even to make sure that symptoms, who nobody would think of that it's from a food allergy, if they are from a food allergy. And this is something I learn every day. Of course, you can see a food allergy everywhere where there isn't one, but there are more often those cases where there was a food allergy and you wouldn't ever think of. So when you have a pet and the treatments in the clinic where you are aren't helping enough, you have to treat your pet more often and more often with worse results. Please give it a try. Please give it a try to imagine that grass eating is not normal. Give it a try that a dog should poop once or twice a day, even though there are thousands and millions of dogs and cats who poop five times a day and eat grass every day, and they have the luck not having further symptoms, which making them really big problems. This is what we see every day, that owners are very irritated because they go with their dog and they meet other dog owners and they, you know, talk, and then the others say, what is this German vet talking about? My dog is pooping five times a day and has no problems at all. And then you come home and think, what is she talking about? I have so much trouble with my allergic dog, or if you even know if it's allergic, I have those symptoms, nobody can help me. And now she's telling something which no one approves when I meet other pet owners. Yeah, but see, you have symptoms, nobody can help you. You feed your pet every day at home. Just give it a try. And I cannot promise you that the first hypoallergic food will be the right one, because the big problem is why it maybe is more and more irritating, that it's not the first hypoallergenic food that your pet will be okay with. It's only individual which pet will be okay with in another hypoallergenic food. So there's no hypoallergenic food which is okay for every pet. And it's very, very worthwhile to look at the digestion. Of course, you have to give the food alone with nothing else to see the results on the digestion. And they change in between 1 week. So it's hard to give your pet nothing else than the hypoallergenic food you want to test. But it's only 1 week when you see the latest if it's proper for your pet or not. If it's still eating grass a little bit, or if it has 3 poops a day, or if it burps, or if the stool is too soft, or if it has loud stomach noises or something like this, the pet shows, you know, this isn't right. And sometimes you try an hypoallergic food and it's worse than the food before, which maybe wasn't hypoallergic. And if you give it alone to your pet, nothing else, and if you deworm your pet very well and look the 2 days after the deworming, if the stool was a little softer, and you repeat the deworming after 10 days in such a case, and you can make sure that your pet is not full of worms, which you wouldn't see at all. It's the same as with the food allergy. You can see it before you try it, and you can only try it with the deworming, nothing else. No test is telling you if your pet is full of worms. So if it's dewormed correctly and you are giving the hypoallergenic food all alone, nothing else is having contact with the mouth of your pet, and the digestion is worse than before, some dogs or cats even vomited, then you know, okay, maybe I'm not sure that my cat, even especially those cats who go outside, I would never expect a cat staying at home. We can't do this. This is really too much suffering for them, for most of the cats. So here we have to live with it that we can't give it alone to the cat, and it's even worse to try it. And in other cases, when you are not sure if maybe the dog found something else under the breakfast table or outside, then you go back to the first food where your pet was better with the digestion, and then you try the new food again. And if you see the same thing again, then that maybe the pet is vomiting, then it was the new food. And then you have the approvement that your pet is very, very probably food allergic. It can't be from worms. Sometimes, you know, when they are really really full of worms. It really looks like a food allergy. So you have to really make sure that the deworming is okay. But then if your pet has such a reaction from a hypoallergenic food, it's not that we are talking nonsense. It is the approvement that your pet is allergic to food, and any symptoms what you might have, if it's an ear which is repeated inflamed, or if it's the skin, or if it's just a very bad digestion which is coming back and forth. It's not always skin, ears and paws. That this is not the truth. We shouldn't call ourselves dermatologists. We should call ourselves food allergy experts, because there are a lot of patients who have only digestive problems or any other symptom you wouldn't even think to go to a dermatologist. So any symptom where no one can help you, you should think of a food allergy. Even it's not really probable, you should try it, because the food testing you can only do at home is the only way to rule this out. And other than that, your pet can have really major problems. And I don't want to know how many pets worldwide couldn't be helped because nobody thought of a food allergy. And this is why I tried today to talk in English with you, because it's a worldwide problem. I told it also in Polish, and most of my podcasts are in German, because it's a really, really, really worldwide problem. We have more and more pets, which is really, really lovely, because we have the pets mostly because of love, and this is so great. But the food allergies are doing so much pain to our pets and to us, because we see them suffering. Nobody can help us. And that's why I want to spread the love to our pets, to help those owners who love their pets so much. They try to find other solutions, and this is such a good solution if you just try. So keep well and spread the podcast, and if you need more help, you can book over video. Dermatologists work a lot over what you are telling us, over pictures. And listen to this podcast if I do it again in English, and stay well. A lot of love.